listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Hey, Dog Pound, visit Arby's for an exclusive Cleveland Browns Dog Pound Cup for a limited time only while supplies last. Arby's,
we have the meats.
The meats.
I like the meats.
How do you not like the meats? I like the commercial.
Love the commercial. That jalapeno one, I'm telling you.
You've had it?
Oh, yeah.
It's good?
Oh, yeah.
You like hot. You like hot.
I do.
I don't like hot.
I like spicy. Indeed, I do. 216-578-0850. Again, 216-578-0850. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We'll go back to the phone lines right now. We've got Mike on a cell. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you?
Good, man.
Good, man. How are you, Mike?
Doing well. First, I'm going to call out a 21-19 Browns win.
There you go. All right. Call your shot. That's what Friday's for.
With a defensive touchdown.
Woo-hoo.
And Brian Hartline catching his first touchdown of the year.
I like
okay.
that.
Okay.
Is it a scoop and score or a pick six?
Pick six by Tremont Williams.
Okay.
We need a pick. We haven't had one since that pick of Ryan Fitzpatrick, and we didn't even get to keep that for more than a second.
Right? I know. We're due for one. As far as the best quarterbacks I've seen, I think when Peyton Manning used to be in Indianapolis, and I remember watching him in the playoffs one game, I forget who they were playing, they used to run that stretch play action. And until he actually dropped back and didn't hand the ball off, you couldn't tell if it was a play, if it was a
run
or a play action.
I know that. Edrin I know James. It very well.
Yeah.
And it was something I'd never seen before, but I would put him and Brady probably the best, but I think a guy I really don't like but is an unbelievable quarterback I don't think gets his due is Ben Roethlisberger. I mean, he is so accurate, especially in the playoffs when it's crunch time and stuff like that. And I think he's a scumbag, so I really don't like saying it. But
I would take him in my life on the line.
Rodgers up there.
In my life on the line scenario, I'll take Ben Roethlisberger over Peyton Manning for sure.
I agree. And you know why Roethlisberger? And I think I think Roethlisberger's game, that big body and hard to get to the ground, fits December, January football, you know, where he doesn't have to be on his spot. He moves around. He buys times. He shrugs guys off. Doesn't need the best footing. He's got the big arm and can deliver it to his guys. And I think a lot of the success that Ben Roethlisberger's had is because he's played with he's made a lot of the guys that he's played. He made Hines Ward by being able to find those windows. Emmanuel Sanders, Antonio Brown now, he's made these guys, you know, because they learn how to play with Ben.
And he is going to, in a big game scenario, make 1 to 3 plays out of nothing.
Right.
That are going to change the game.
Let alone the 4 to 5 plays that they're going to make because they scheme something
right.
out properly.
Correct.
And just to go backwards here for a second, the first half of his call was about Peyton Manning and that fake. You know what? And obviously they took a loss last night. But did you notice the Atlanta Falcons in that bootleg game with Kyle Shanahan's offense and some of their runs and Matt Ryan hiding the ball very, very well with his, you know, ball skills, allow them the opportunity to take some shots down the field. Ultimately, the New Orleans Saints rose above and played their best football last night.
We had that here last year.
We did.
One of the things that Kyle Shanahan clearly stresses is that his run and pass play action look exactly the same.
Yep.
And it's very, very impressive to see. It's very good to see. All right, 216-578-0850. How about Devontae Freeman for all you fantasy footballers out
Stop.
There? He's on the kids' team. The kid is giddy about it.
I'm sure he is.
My best pick in fantasy in years. Maybe ever. That's what the kid says about it. We'll talk with the kid around 2 o'clock today. 216-578-0850 here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. James in Denver. James, welcome.
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
Good. What side of the fence are you on here, James?
Oh, I bleed orange and blue, baby. Orange and blue. So I think part of the reason why you guys make this a topic is because, Cleveland fans are still very sad and bitter about the drive and the drop, obviously.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the Mets. I thought you were a Mets fan. Sorry.
It was the Knicks. This has nothing to do with a Cleveland fan being bitter. This is something that I talked about when I was doing SiriusXM radio that had nothing to do with the Browns.
Well, what you're going to see here is the Denver defense put up more points than the Cleveland offense has total.
How quickly you moved on from Peyton Manning conversation. You went right to the defense, the one thing that they're finally good at.
They're great. It's a great defense.
Well, the thing about it is if we had a little bit more help on the offensive line, it wouldn't even be close. You know, Peyton Manning, he had already have his 2 rings back in 2013 if we had Wade Phillips as our defensive coordinator, it wouldn't even been a game. You could have flipped the score against Seattle. But I just want you guys to know, going to be bringing that orange crush this weekend. Be ready, baby. Be ready.
All right. Great call, James. How do you say flip the score? They got blown out in that Super Bowl. How can you even say that? I mean, listen, it's a good team.
If some butts were candy and nuts, it'd be Christmas every day.
As my friend Vince Condi, friend of the show, says, if were a fifth, we'd all be drunk.
That's it.
Yeah. Come on. A lot of ifs. Listen, all you have to do is call up and say, we're undefeated.
I have a career worth of ifs.
And you got a Super Bowl.
Right.
The same number as Peyton
Manning.
If we'd
have beat the Patriots when they were 17-0,
they would have been,
whatever it was, I'd have been in the Super Bowl.
And then you would have
beat
the Giants.
And then I would have knocked the ball out of Tyree's hands.
Yeah. Well, I know that.
Come on.
Come on, man. That's not happening with you on the field. Let's go to Terry on his cell phone. Terry.
Hello? Terry, there? He's doing the dishes, Dino.
He was there. You got to pick up when we call you, man.
Terry,
you're done.
Nope. All right, let's go to Chris in Cleveland then. Chris, welcome.
What's going on, guys? How you doing?
Not too much, man. How are you doing?
I'm good. I have two questions, all right?
Yes.
So my first question is for Nathan. At approximately 1:29, 12 minutes ago, you said that you think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Our defense is atrocious, and I want to know what leads you to believe that this defense is going to hold their offense to a low-scoring game when we couldn't even stop the Raiders.
Well, I think the Raiders actually have I think the Raiders might have a better offense right now than the Broncos. And statistically,
they
certainly do.
Lost last week.
Well, that's because they were playing the Broncos defense, right?
Okay, and our offense is going to be playing their – okay. But, okay, go on.
For the Browns to win, which is what I want to have happen, it has to be a low-scoring game.
I agree with that. I'm just saying that I didn't understand what makes you think – we can't even stop a nosebleed, so I'm wondering what makes you think – we're going to stop the Denver Broncos.
Well, again, and when I go and I talked about the Denver Broncos, right, and you go into their season, 19 points against the Ravens, would you say that the Ravens have a great defense?
No.
And by the way, of those, seven of them were in Aqib Talib pick six. So they didn't score an offensive touchdown in that game. They didn't score an offensive touchdown against the Raiders, it seemed, that Josh McCown threw for over 340 yards and two touchdowns against. They scored 16 points in that game. They scored only 24 against the Lions, 23 against the Vikings. They've had one good offensive game, 31 points against the Chiefs. So the fact that they have played the Ravens and the Raiders, two teams that we have played, and scored a combined 53 points against, they have scored a combined 35 points against, 14 of which were defensive points. So that's why I think it could be a low-scoring game. They're not good on offense. We're not good on defense. Make no mistake about it.
The
battle of the bad. That's why I believe it. B squared was for a while. He was John Cena's running buddy. What's up, my friend? Good luck today. Here we go. 216-578-0850. Devin in Concord. Devin, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. How are you, man?
Good, man. How are you?
Hey, best show on the radio.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Knowledgeable stuff. Good stuff. Hey, I love this argument about the quarterback position. You know, because I always get in arguments with my buddies. You know, everyone knows that. Who would you rather have? Would you rather have Fran Tarkenton or Jeff Hostetler, right? Or would you rather have Dan Fouts or Brad Johnson? Would you rather
Fouts?
Right. You're right, exactly. And he never won anything. And then you can go Dan Marino or Jim McMahon, right? I mean, who would you rather have?
Marino.
And you know, Nathan, you brought up a good point. It's a team game. Right?
It certainly is.
How many times did Marino throw up 45 points, lose 48-45?
Right.
I mean, so I understand, you know, you got to win the big one to be, you know, basically recognized, but there are guys out there, you know, the Marinos, the Fouts, the Kellys, and Fran Tarkenton, all these guys that were just phenomenal. Just, you know, they didn't have good special teams or defense. And so there's a lot of that going in. And then as far as like Otto Graham and stuff like that, guys, you know, I know the game was totally different, but, you know, there was a lot of times like him and Norm Van Brocklin, they were throwing for 400 yards. And, you know, there's a direct correlation now. Why do you think, like, guys like Marino and Fouts and Elway all retired at 36, 37, and all these guys now are playing, like, till they're 40? Because
the rules.
Those guys, these guys are playing in cocoons now. I mean, those guys, Marino and Montana, they got hit every time they threw, basically.
Oh, yeah.
To the head, to the knees. You know, I mean, they were in wheelchairs till Wednesday. So, I mean, I agree, it's a different game, but you also have to put in that factor, too. I mean, like, you know, you got crushed back then compared to these guys now.
Absolutely. And just for the people who are calling up, and when you talked about Otto Graham, somebody on Twitter was like, how could you say Otto Graham couldn't play? He averaged 9 yards an attempt for his career. That's great. Otto Graham attempted more than 300 passes in a season twice. I'm just saying the game is different. Guys now routinely will throw it 500, 600 times in a season.
Yep.
Double that. So it is certainly a very different year. Otto Graham, for example, never threw for more than 2,816 yards in a season. He never had more than 25 touchdowns in a season. It's just a totally different era, totally different game. By the way, he only threw 174 touchdowns, 135 interceptions. So that's not that wide of a disparity either. I'm just saying it's a different game. If you don't think it was a different game, come on, man. It's a different game. 216-578-0850. Let's go now to Jim in Akron. Jim, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Good, man.
So many takes in my head. I'm trying to figure out getting to the most important ones. First, that chump in Denver, boy.
Smarter things to say. We're undefeated. We stop every team that we play. Your offense is playing good. It's not going to continue this week, and we're going to beat you. Okay. Yeah. All right. There's some basis to that. Don't start saying nonsense.
And then old Goldhammer crying about 2 minutes when he wasted about 15 minutes yelling about it.
Did you like our response to that?
That was pretty funny. I called him up. He cut me off. But
is that a surprise to you?
Oh, not at all. Not at all. But, you know, I look for a big game for our defense. I know our defense is looked like crap. And it's really underachieved. But the two last drives of that game, when we needed them to stop the touchdown to get into overtime, and when we needed to force a three and out in overtime, hopefully we can take that and grow.
Yeah.
I think 24 to 10.
Ooh.
And, you know, hopefully we can force them to turn the ball over. And if we don't turn the ball over, I think that's going to be the key to the game. I think our defense is way better, and we need to strip the ball, maybe get a pressure him and get a couple interceptions, because the way Peyton's just throwing the ball up, you know, maybe our boy Pierre get an interception.
Yeah, it'd be a great week for him to get that interception. And Nathan, as we saw last week, old kid's boy Chucky Wood was vying. What, I think he leads all active defensive or all players with the most career interceptions active in the National Football League. Had never had an interception off of Peyton Manning. Talked about it prior to that week's game, this past week's game, and got two. One was the wet noodle that we're accustomed to seeing from Peyton Manning as of 2015, and the other one was just a great play by Chucky Wood, similar to the one he made against the Cleveland Browns.
He soared through the air over his teammate, Chucky Wood. Yes, indeed, Chucky Wood. All right, Peyton Manning, by the way, folks, pick five straight games. First time he's done that since the 2007 season. Peyton Manning, more interceptions than touchdowns in each of the last two games. The last time he had a two-game stretch with more picks than touchdowns, weeks 12 and 13 of the 2010 season. Peyton Manning in his last nine games, multiple passing touchdowns only three times, four games without a passing touchdown. Not the same guy that he once was when he earned the crown of the greatest regular season quarterback of all time. All right, we're going to take a break right now. When we come back, we're going to play a little Higher or Lower here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.